This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So that's Kyle Mack actually in for Sue Henry today. And I received an email the other day, which on a really, really cool subject here. We brought in Master Sergeant Michael Hallbrook he's from the Air Force, right?
Yep. I mean, and from the Air Force, yep.
Wow. And it's crazy because when I was growing up, I actually wanted to join the Air Force. I think I'm over the age, though, so don't even try it.
Well, it's 17 to 39 now.
Oh.
So you may be good to go.
I'm in. All right. But I wanted to because it was just that was the avenue, I guess, you fly. And then I was always interested in the space program. So I wanted to go that way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was listening to you before I came in. You're talking about the student loans. And that is no better reason than to join the Air Force.
Sure.
No student loans.
Sure. All right. Well, tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, I'm the regional supervisor here in Northeast PA. We cover everywhere from Pottsville, Scranton, Hazleton, Stroudsburg, Wilkes-Barre. Me and seven recruiters in the area, and we're just right now really looking for some qualified and motivated people to join the Air Force. I'm retiring soon after 22 years, and I need people to fill my shoes. And the Air Force has a big need right now for mechanics, electronics, space career fields, cyber, jobs like that out there right now. And we're really just hitting the pavement, trying to get the news out to anyone listening who has maybe kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, friends that have talked about it. So I really appreciate you letting me come in today and discuss
problem.
It.
I actually have I have nephews that are coming of age to where they, you know, the one wanted to join the military. He's kind of back and forth. If you could just, I'll maybe make it really weird for you. Pretend that microphone is someone that you want to recruit and just tell us, like, what are the benefits or what, you know what I mean? What do you tell people when they come to you?
Well, when I was a recruiter in Texas, the biggest thing I did was sell my story. And, you know, I grew up in a small town in Florida. My parents were, you know, upper middle class, made too much for me to get grants. I didn't really want to go the student loan route. I did go to community college for a year. I failed an algebra test, and I kind of went back and forth. My dad was a Marine. He fought during Vietnam. So he always told me, hey, if you're going to join the military, you should look in the Air Force. I had actually looked into joining the Marine Corps to follow his footsteps. And so one day, you know, I failed that algebra test there in community college and got in the car and drove 50 miles up towards Jacksonville, Florida, and walked in the recruiter's office, and I was like, here I am. So, I took the test, and I think, you know, back then it was really quite easy to, as soon as you joined and swore in, like, you could leave immediately.
Oh, wow.
Right now we have a little bit of a wait, but... Yeah, they said, you know, when you want to leave, this was April of 1995. I said, give me a month. They gave me exactly 1 month, and in May I left. So I just, you know, I sell my story. You know, because of the Air Force, I've been able to gain, you know, four college degrees.
Wow.
I didn't pay for any of them. My family, you know, my kids were born, never paid a medical bill for them to be born. Been able to travel. Coming from, like I said, it's coming from a small Florida town. I've literally lived around the world, many states. I've lived in Europe, traveled through Europe. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Asia. So, you know, I've been able to see a lot of things. My kids have been able to see a lot of things. So it's very beneficial. And like I said, with the education side, learned so much through the Air Force. just with my job. My previous job before recruiting was in communications project management, which that's, you know, when I joined the Air Force in 1995 and they asked me what I wanted to do, I said computers because, you know, in the mid 90s, that's what.
Right. That was
that's, that was the thing.
Yeah.
So I was like computers. So they gave me a book of jobs and I saw this thing like, you know, I said implementation projects. I'm like, yeah, that looks pretty good. Some computer stuff in there. But now project management. I mean, is our jobs. I mean, you go to college for project management, and I got all that for free
wow.
by being in the Air Force.
What, so. What drew you to the Air Force? Because you said your father was a Marine, so why did you go this route?
Quality of life.
Really?
I mean, all services, you know, I have friends in the Marines. I have friends in the Army. I have friends in the Navy. You know, and it's just quality of life was for me. I actually went on a trip with a Marine recruiter to Parris Island to see a Marine Corps basic training. And you know, and my dad, you know, my dad's like, hey, you know, when I was in Vietnam, I was staying in tents, even when I was on R&R to, you know, Saigon or wherever he went or Japan. He's like, I still stayed in tents. The Air Force guys stayed in dorms.
Oh,
so I was like,
well,
I was like, okay, yeah. So, and it's true. I mean, the other services, you know, they have their missions and their jobs, and we in the Air Force have ours, but it's just quality of life that kind of sold me to it. And the education part, free education, free college tuition. You can't beat it.
So if you have a kid who's kind of like my nephews are there, you don't know where they're going to go. You know what I mean? They're kind of waving like this and you just want to set them on a straight path. Yeah. I always thought, you know, military service. My brother, is actually a sergeant in the National Guard.
Okay.
He joined up.
Yeah.
So I understand that, you know, I understand why people go and it's funny because we were like, two different sides of the coin. You know what I mean? He joined the military. He wanted to go fight back with Iraq and 9/11. And then I immediately went like, I want you to live forever. So,
oh, I understand.
So I started protesting war. And I said, and then I got political and here we are. But I've always really, really supported the troops. Like one thing that I don't think people understand is that this has nothing even to do with you. But mm-hmm. when people like myself, when we fight against wars or we fight against things like for troops, like we are for the troops. Like we want them to come back. We want them to be here forever. These are our family members. And
right.
it's really nothing against anything. Like I just want people to know that it's our family. But what if you go to the Air Force, mm-hmm. you said that there's more than flying. So what kind of programs might someone be interested in today? Like what's your biggest?
Well, that's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, too. Everyone, you know, again, when I was recruiting, and even though I'm the supervisor now, I still recruit here. You know, I'm on the radio now. You know, only 2% of the Air Force fly.
Okay. Wow.
So, and everyone's like, when I'd go to schools, well, what do you fly? What do you do? And then I get the thing, well, I'm scared of heights. Well, you know, I've been in the Air Force 22 years. I've been on one Air Force plane, and that was to fly from Qatar to Kuwait.
Wow.
So other than that, I've never been on a, you know, in a jet or anything like that. There's jobs like that out there. Most of our pilots in the Air Force come from the Air Force Academy, you know, or our officer training school. But the rest of us, if you name a job, we have it. From cooks to engineers to, you know, guys that do pavement and construction, computer guys, cyber's really big right now, cybersecurity, you know, that's the wave of the future too. Information security. So we have security forces, we have special forces. A lot of people don't know that because the Army and Marines or the Army and the Navy get most of the with the Rangers, Army Rangers and the Navy SEALs and stuff, but we have a need big time for Air Force Special Ops as well, being pararescuemen, combat controllers, Special Ops weather, believe it or not. We have EOD, the guys that, you know, defuse the bombs.
Oh, wow.
So, there's all kinds of jobs out there. And another thing that we do is when we sell the Air Force is we sell, like, if you look at an Air Force base, it's a mini city. If you could literally be on that base, have a job, live in the dorms, and never have to leave the base if you didn't want to. There's movie theaters, golf courses, bowling alleys, you know, there's fast food restaurants on bases. We have our own exchange system, which is like a Walmart. So you'd never have to leave if you didn't want to.
Does that set the Air Force apart from the other guns, or is that
No, all bases are like that. But again, when it comes to quality of living, you know, with the Air Force, you're going to have, instead of the other services where you're sharing two or three, four people to a room. The Air Force, you have your own dorm room. You may share a kitchen. You may share a bathroom. But other than that, you have your own room. You have your own private living space. Even when I was in Kuwait, I lived in a tent, but we had separated the tents. We separated the tents up with, you know, makeshift walls where everyone had their own living space.
Wow,
so,
that's great.
I mean,
yeah.
But we're kind of, you know, if you're really, really downrange, in a zone or something like that, you probably have to live in a tent. But most places, even if you go anywhere, you're going to live in some kind of dorm facility. So, but I don't knock the other services. When I was in Kuwait, believe it or not, the food at the Army base was better than the Air Force base. So I don't, you know, so it's, you know, we all have, like I said, we all have a mission to do, and but we need people to join the Air Force.
Okay. Okay. So if I send my nephew to you today, which I may do.
Yep, send him my way. Where does he live? What city is he in?
Nanticoke.
Nanticoke?
Yeah.
All right. So that'd be Sergeant Aritz here, and Wilkes-Barre is over there by the Price Chopper and Applebee's. There's a new recruiting office up there off, I guess, Business 309. We just opened it up back there. They just put the sign in the back, says Armed Forces Career Center. So, yeah, Sergeant Aritz. And another thing, too, if people get scared and, you know, they don't want to come to the recruiting office because they think we're going to make you sign the papers right there, that's not true. We're not going to make you sign the papers right there. But we, you know, we do want you to come in and be interested in joining the Air Force. You can ask all the questions you want. But if you're hesitant, please go to airforce.com, and they have really upgraded that website to show you what it's like to be in the Air Force every day, what basic training is like, to help you find a recruiter, and there's advisors on there 24/7 that will answer your questions.
Oh, that's
great.
It's
like a chat session.
And you know what? I bet that's a great tool for parents, too, because mm-hmm. I remember when my brother was deciding to join, you know, my parents got into that mindset, too, of, okay, now he wants to be in the military. What does that mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all the questions they had for the recruiter, which it was his decision, ultimately, but, you know, you have your family to fall back on with support and as far as that goes. So I think at the time, if they could have went online and just read everything that you're saying, it would have been just a better transition for everybody.
And we want the parents to come in. You know, like I said, when I was in Texas, I had many parents come in. I had many moms cry at me and hate me at the beginning, especially for the, you know, the females, their moms. You know, why are you taking my baby and this and that? But everyone I've put in has been very successful right now. I have one young lady that I put in, she became a linguist, Korean linguist. Now she flies. She's an airborne linguist. One of my guys is actually two of my guys I put in. One I put in a special ops weather guy. The other guys are now in combat controller school. They've all thrived. They've all made rank. They're all enjoying themselves. You know, a couple have decided to get out, but they've got something to fall back on now because they've got job experience. And that's another thing, too, with the Air Force. If you come in, say, as a cyber guy, that's your job. We're not going to take that job away from you. That's your job for 4 years or 6 years, how long you sign up. But there's so many certifications to go along with it. So if you become an aircraft mechanic, yet you're going to be certified as a mechanic, and you're going to get an FAA certification license. So now you can get out and go work for Southwest or American Airlines or whoever you want to work for, because now you got that work experience. You're a veteran. You're going to have that veteran's preference. But now you got the certification that most people aren't going to have when they try to get those kind of jobs, especially out of high school.
So you're future-proofing yourself by doing this. And you said it's free, basically. You just join up.
It's all free. You join up. You go to technical school where you learn your job. And that's another thing about the Air Force, too. We're the only branch that has our own community college. So once you sign up, you're enrolled in community college. Now, You go to your basic training, you get your PE credits out of basic training, because obviously you're running and all that stuff all the time. And then you go to technical school. Now, your technical school could be anywhere from 6 weeks to a year, depending on the job. But once you get out of there, you're averaging at least 25 to 30 credit hours towards that associate's degree in your job. And we're the only branch that can offer that.
That's amazing. So it's all just everything you're doing is just working towards a goal somewhere.
Yep.
You're going to come out better than you were before.
Yeah. Anytime you are sitting in an Air Force classroom, you're earning college credits.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you want to share?
No, I mean, unless you want to kick me out of it, if anybody has a question or any text or an email, I mean, we can talk about that. But yeah, please, if you're listening right now, if anybody has anybody that wants to join, contact any of the recruiters in the area, Wilkes-Barre, Stroudsburg, Pottsville, Scranton, Hazleton, or go to airforce.com and ask the questions, look at the videos, and make the right choice and join the Air Force.
That's great. If they want to, can they contact you directly? If they just say, hey, I'm in. Can we do that? Can we give out a number or someone something we can call? Or?
I don't give out my number.
Okay.
Because I'd be inundated all the time with phone calls. But definitely, if you go to airforce.com and put in your zip code, it will pop up the number of the recruiter near you.
Oh, that's great. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, Master Sergeant Michael Hallbrook, this is awesome. I'm so glad you came in today.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. This has been a great I love being on the radio. I used to work in radio a long, long time ago when I was a high school student. And so I love being able to come in here and chat.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. Hey, my dream was to do what you're doing, and then you want to do what I'm doing, so we're all just, it's all coming together.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
Kyle Mack in for Sue Henry on the Sue Henry Show, joined by Master Sergeant Michael Hallbrook, and we're just talking Air Force and recruiting, and we actually have a call on here talking about his daughter joined the Air Force. Stan.
Yes, sir. Hi. My daughter graduated from Wyoming West, and she was working a menial job, but her boyfriend wanted to be in the Air Force. So she went and followed him, and when she found out there was a possibility to train dogs, which she just loved so much, she decided to take advantage of it. And what happened is that after training, she went out to Germany, spent 4 years out there, and she traveled to 36 or 38 countries in the Air Force. And she became a police officer. So after she made sergeant and came back to the States, and her dream came true. She went to Texas and graduated from canine school. And so when she goes to work, she has a sidearm, a rifle, and a dog. And she met another sergeant. They got married. They live off of base. They bought a brand new home, the second one in a brand new community, and they're living the life. They go to work every day and they come home from work every day.
So you're saying the Air Force was a pretty good thing?
Oh, for her, yeah. You just don't go in and sit on your butt and wait for things to happen. You have to make it happen, no matter where you are, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're the type of person that does 100%, and my Catherine, she was such a procrastinator, and I don't know how she did it, but making sergeant and fulfilling her lifetime dream and finding love. And, her and her husband just came back from a 4 or 5 week backpacking in Europe.
Wow.
So, like I said, she was to 30-some countries just being in the Air Force. Matter of fact, she was hand-selected to guard Air Force One when Obama was in Africa. And I have a picture of her standing right on the right of the door with presidential seal.
Wow. So, Stan, well, we're all back here in NEPA trying to figure out how to make ends meet. She's out living the life of the Air Force. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She was working at a grocery store, and they wanted to make her assistant manager. And I says, well, look, you want to take that job, but just remember, when the alarm goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're there.
That's right.
And then you got to be there at 5:30, 6 o'clock to open the store and do your 8 hours. And you're going to have the same old thing over and over again. But if you want something with adventure in a career, and then you could just go to, by the way, she made her her degree. She went to school. That was paid for. And she's continuing to go to college on the side. And it was the best thing that ever happened to
her. Oh, that's great. It's a great story. You know what? We have Master Sergeant Michael Hallbrook here. Did you want to say anything to him, Stan?
Yeah, maybe he's the one who signed her up. Ask him how long he's been signing up, people.
Well, I started in Texas in 2011, and I just got to Pennsylvania in 2014. So your daughter sounds like she's probably been a little bit longer, I would say.
Well, she did spend 4 years in Germany, plus she went through the boot camp.
Yeah.
Which is tough, but hey, you got to do it. What you have to do. But then after that, you just do the best you can and put your mind to it and have a dream. You got to have a dream. If you want to be a cyberspace computer, well, that's what you want to strive for. She was always interested in dogs. Matter of fact, when she graduated canine school, they were retiring the dog she trained with. And that dog was in the service, lived in a kennel for 10 years. When he retired and she graduated, she adopted that dog and brought it home with her.
Oh, that's such a great story. Stan, it sounds like the Air Force has really changed her life. I'm glad to hear it. You take it easy, okay?
It really is something. Well, I'm so proud of her, you know? And you like I said, she was such a procrastinator. I couldn't imagine what she accomplished, you know?
I hear you, Stan. Yeah, that sounds a lot like myself. I wonder what would have happened if I went a different way in life. I don't know.
And see, that's another thing, too, that you can come into the Air Force, and let's say, you know, she came in doing something else, but the Air Force gives you an opportunity to retrain into another job after you've fulfilled your first commitment and you reenlist, you can do another job. But just because you're in the Air Force as security forces, and but your love is, I don't know, I had one guy that worked on jets when I was in England, but he interned in my squadron, which was the computer squadron, communication squadron. He was a F-15 aircraft mechanic, but his degree was in computer science, but that's what he wanted to do. So he didn't stop, you know, his dream of becoming getting his computer science degree because he worked on F-15s during the day. So
it's nothing but like upward mobility, we'll say.
Yeah, and he's got he makes a good point there too. You know, you got to be motivated. You know, if you're going to make rank, to do, you know, to go to college. I didn't go to college as soon as I joined the Air Force. I waited a good year and a half before I started back into school, but it's paid off. You know, four degrees. I got a bachelor's degree, 3 associates. I'm going to start working on my certification here. So as I get ready to retire in a few months. So it's all free again. You know, you can't beat it.
And the smile on his face, I don't know, you guys can't see it, but it's from ear to ear when he says it's free. And I agree because I know what it's like to be the other side of it.
Yep.
I appreciate you coming in. Master Sergeant Michael Halbrook with the Air Force. If you want to join up, you should check out the Air Force website. It was airforce.com.
Airforce.com. And I will give up my office number real quick. I said I wouldn't, but it's 570-825-9996. That's 825-9996. And if you call that number, one of us will